Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, now showing at the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, Modern Dialect, American Paintings from the John and Susan Horsman Collection. This takes off from this very popular exhibition they had back in 2009, Regional Dialect, and it's sort of a continuation of that. Kevin Sharp is here with me, the director of the Dixon. Welcome. Always good to see you.
It's great to be here, Daryl. Thanks for having me.
I've not seen this exhibition yet. I'm very much looking forward to it. I've seen the few samples that you have on the website, of course. This seems like certainly an obvious thing to do. To take off on from an exhibition that was very successful in the past.
Absolutely. Regional Dialect looked at American scene painting from the 1920s and 1930s. This exhibition, which we're calling Modern Dialect, follows that progression into the American avant-garde. We still have American scene painting and regionalist expressions, but it moves into such kind of quirky and interesting things as American surrealism and such powerful motifs as American modernism and abstraction. So you see the full range of experiences of American art in the 1930s and 40s. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I love the way that you can clearly see that progression in here from the regionalist that we saw before.
Exactly.
And it's sort of interesting. It mirrors the demographic shift in the country also, from moving from the rural areas into the cities and more of an industrial aesthetic.
Well, it absolutely did. As the Great Depression settled in and as the Dust Bowl displaced Americans all across the country, things were just in motion in the 1930s. And there's this desire by Americans and by American industry and even American artists to be modern. And being modern was what would ultimately get us out of the Great Depression and ultimately help us win World War II. So, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We see a lot of those concerns and interests playing out in Modern Dialect as we move from the regionalist pictures of the early 1930s, when we're just hit by the Great Depression and trying to figure out who we are as Americans, to the later works in the show from the 1940s, when we're contending with the issues that World War II presented.
Yeah, and of course there is a certain sense of, as we get into the later paintings, especially a sense of loss of sense of place.
That's, exactly.
Some of these more abstract paintings clearly are not tied to the land and regions like the earlier ones.
No, it's a really good observation, and that's very, very true. The later works, we become, we just become enamored with that modernist aesthetic. Some of it is our exposure to European influences that become stronger and stronger in the 1930s and the 1940s, but it's also a very clear sense by American artists that their times have changed. Mm-hmm. We're living in a new world, in a manner of speaking, with the having experienced the Depression as we had, and then of course the devastation of World War II.
We're talking with Kevin Sharp, director of the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, about Modern Dialect, American Paintings from the John and Susan Horsman Collection. And this runs through, I don't have my notes, when does it run through?
The show runs through the middle of July.
Okay, so you still have plenty of chances to see it.
Yeah, we just opened it.
Yeah. What's the history of this collection?
Well, John and Susan Horsman are very good friends of mine. They are collectors in St. Louis. There's a very good article out right now in Memphis Magazine about the Horsmans and about their collecting. And I knew John in my previous position at Cedarhurst in downstate Illinois. And he's just gotten very, very interested in the Dixon, thankfully, and fortunately for us, and he's now on the Board of Trustees. But John and Susan are tremendous collectors of American painting, and they're particularly interested in the niches of American painting that have been perhaps neglected on the left and right coast, but that are absolutely pertinent and profound to those of us who live the great middle of the country. And so they have been collecting in this particular period, the 1930s and 40s in particular, and at this point they have built a tremendous collection, and they've been very nice nice enough to put this collection at our disposal. So it's not only showing here at the Dixon into the middle of July, but it's also traveling to five other really good museums, all of which are larger than the Dixon. And so that's also kind of an index of how important this show really is that other museums like the museum in Columbus, Ohio, and Jacksonville, Florida, and Springfield, Massachusetts, have signed on to be part of this great show.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful news. We want to mention that you still have another show of American paintings, I think, that ends this Sunday.
That's right. That's right. We have yet another private collection. Daryl, I'm kind of a specialist at denuding my friends' homes, so be careful if you invite me over. Dr. Keith and Nita Katner of Bloomington, Illinois, have been nice enough to place their private collection of American paintings on loan to me, or on loan, not to me, but to the Dixon. And we've had those up for several months, and they will probably be coming down this Sunday. So it's a great time to, this weekend would be a great time to come in and see both shows. But the good news here is that the Dixon Permanent Collection is coming back from Louisville, Kentucky, where it's had a tremendously successful run at the Speed Art Museum, and it will be going back on view. So our old friends Monet and Renoir and Cezanne and Gauguin will be returning to the walls of the Dixon by the end of the month, to be sure, and probably sooner.
Oh, that's great. Events going on. Let's see. I know, of course, Symphony in the Gardens this Saturday evening.
That's
wonderful event.
Not to be missed. This is one of the great things to do in Memphis all year long. Symphony in the Gardens at the Dixon this Saturday, May 12th. Absolutely. Don't miss it. I mean, it's always a fantastic night. And we're, as always, very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. Check the website. There are always events going on. I know you have your Munch and Learn. You have your art history. So just a lot more stuff than we have time to talk about, but lots of things always going on at the Dixon.
No doubt about it. Always. It's dixon.org. You can't miss it. And they're great things happening at the Dixon, that's for sure.
Go see Modern Dialect, especially if you saw Regional Dialect a few years ago. This will carry right on from that. And again, it's marvelous to have these incredibly wonderful American paintings on view at our very own Dixon Gallery and Gardens. I think it's a great thing.
Well, I look forward to seeing them with you, Daryl.
Absolutely. Kevin Sharp, director of the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here, as always.